The air in the ribbon-weaving annex always carried the scent of crushed peppermint and warm, spun sugar, but today something felt wrong. Finian adjusted his apron, his fingers brushing against the cold, smooth texture of his latest project. Beside him, Lyra stood perfectly still, her eyes fixed on the looms that were, for the first time in memory, completely silent. The ribbons, usually vibrant streaks of emerald and crimson, were flickering. It was as if someone were dimming a lantern, turning the deep, rich colors into something washed out and hollow. Finian took a deep breath, the air tasting like nothing at all, a stark contrast to the usual sweetness of the North Pole. He looked at Lyra and saw the same worry etched into her features. They were apprentice ribbon weavers, responsible for the final flourishes on the gifts that would travel across the globe, but their job had become impossible. The gray fade was not just a rumor anymore. It was here, creeping across the velvet textures of the loom, turning the silk into something that looked like static. "We have to do something," Lyra whispered, her voice trembling just enough to reveal her fear. "The looms are losing their pattern. The rhythm of the work is gone." Finian nodded, reaching into his pocket to retrieve the small, heavy tool he had been warned never to use without supervision. It was a resonant spike, a relic of the old days, designed to vibrate at the frequency of pure, unadulterated joy. If the fade was erasing the color and life from their work, maybe they could use the spike to remind the ribbons what they were supposed to be. "It is forbidden," Finian admitted, his voice low, but the rules were written for a world that still had its color. "This world is turning into a ghost of itself." They moved toward the central drive shaft of the loom, where the gray creeping rot was thickest. As they approached, the air grew colder, and a strange, humming silence pushed against their ears. It felt like standing in a deep, dark tunnel where even one's own thoughts seemed to lose their shape. Finian placed the resonance spike against the cold metal casing. He closed his eyes, thinking of the brightest morning he had ever seen, the way the snow glittered under the first light of dawn, and the feeling of a gift being opened by someone who had waited all year for it. He pressed the release. A sharp, clear note rang out, vibrating through the metal and into the very foundation of the floor. It was a sound of absolute crystalline clarity. The gray static that had been eating away at the ribbons recoiled. For a fleeting second, the colors flared back to life, bright and pulsing with energy. But then, the reaction hit them. The spike began to burn with an intense, freezing heat, and the floor beneath them shuddered. The gray fade was not just going to let them push it back. It surged forward, a wave of nullity that sought to swallow the sound, to silence the resonance before it could take hold. Finian held on, his hands shaking, while Lyra grabbed his shoulder, pouring her own hope into the connection. They were no longer just weavers, they were anchors for reality itself. The battle was silent, fought in the space between heartbeats, as the resonance spike fought to define the world against a force that wanted to erase it. They saw the ribbons begin to knit themselves back together, the patterns emerging from the gray like memories returning to a tired mind. They were exhausted, their spirits fraying at the edges, but they did not stop. They pushed the resonance, letting the sound of the season fill the annex, pushing the fade back inch by inch until the static began to dissipate. When they finally pulled the spike away, the room was quiet again, but it was a different kind of quiet. It was the peaceful silence of a finished task. They looked at the ribbons, now glowing with a warmth that felt real and lasting. They had saved this small corner of the North Pole, but they both knew the fade was vast, and there were so many other places where the color was being stolen. As they packed away the spike, they looked out the window toward the distant spires of the city. They were ready now, not just as apprentices, but as defenders of the light, knowing that as long as they kept the resonance alive, the season would endure. The path ahead was uncertain, but for the first time in a long time, the future held more than just silence. It held the promise of 1,000 more ribbons and 1,000 more joys to come. They walked out of the annex, leaving the restored ribbons behind, and stepped into the crisp, cold air of the North Pole, ready for whatever the next challenge might be, knowing they were not alone in this fight.